One and our community connection on the way next this morning, brought to you by Tulsa Boone and Joint in Bartles Hill and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by Tallgrass Motors and by First Baptist Church. We'll talk city business coming up in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1 Community Connection. And as we typically do on a Wednesday morning following a Tuesday evening City Council because of the Independence Day holiday on Monday, I get to talk with Ted Locken, City Councilman for Ward 1. And it is still Ward 1 through the first part of August when all those ward boundaries change. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Charlie. It's a real pleasure to be here. Yes, they do change.
And happy to see you this morning. And let's just talk about those ward boundaries. They did officially, you voted on them around the first of the year. Seems like it was the January, might have been the February meeting, but approved those proposed boundaries with an effective date the same day as the first day of the filing period.
That's right. And the filing period, again, I mean, that's an item that was on the agenda last night. We just won't talk about it now. One of the fact that it was trying to regress a little bit, it's a Wednesday morning and not very usual that we come in to talk about City Council on a Monday night when Monday was the 4th of July.
Well, but we had a good time on Independence Day, whether people were downtown for Freedom Fest or Dewey or wherever they shot off some fireworks or had some family celebrations.
Yeah. But by law, we have to have a City Council meeting on the first Monday of every month, and since it was a holiday, we move it one day. And it was a very, very small meeting, but again, one of the more important items that we just talked about was the resolution that was passed by the council to go ahead with the, to have the filing period of August 8th through the 10th as a filing period for all five wards of the city. So all council seats are up for election, filing on the 8th of August through the 10th, and that resolution was passed by the council last night.
And, of course, that would be the same day for the election as our presidential election.
That's sure. Correct. Yeah. That's correct on that. Yeah. Again, on the meeting of Monday night, which was on Tuesday.
Yeah, but it still felt like a Monday for you guys,
sure
I'm sure.
Yeah. We had a couple items, too. I mean, we always have the usual of open boards and commissions. And again, we encourage people to think carefully about following up for city commissions and boards. And they're important, and gosh, they're fun to be a part of. Mm-hmm. So, and we look for the expertise of the people that become involved. But also, we had some bids last night that we approved, and they're mighty important to our community right now. For example, the first one was a new utility tractor. I thought I'd bring that one up. It's an 85 to 100 horsepower tractor, and it's a local bid going to Jensen, to our local vendors. But this is a very critical mower in that this is what we use for the road, the highway, by roads. It's a big heavy-duty rig, four-wheel drive, and mowing right now is something that you just don't do. You can't hardly get through until you got to start over again, and all the hundreds of acres that have to be mowed is unreal, and that tractor will be very, very much in use. Also, we had approval of a truck and so forth, and it's interesting, as you talk about it, well, why are you buying a new truck on something like that? Well, we're replacing one that's a 91 model. It's only 25 years old.
Gee whiz. And, can't you get good service out of a vehicle?
So I'm just telling the citizens that they get a lot of mileage out of the vehicles that are they're just not replaced on a replacement basis, but they are used.
Yeah.
And another one, Charlie, maybe you have some questions for me, but I think it's interesting that on the police vehicles, we have a policy, more or less, on a 7-year turnaround. About 49 vehicles are replaced on a turnaround basis. And if you see our cruisers on the street, they get lots and lots of miles. So we awarded a bid for new police cruisers. We went for all drive models this time. We've changed around some We've ordered some with just the rear-wheel drive. These are the Dodge Pursuit vehicles that have become very popular through all the highway patrols and municipalities. It's the vehicle of choice right now, and our fleet is pretty well made up of those vehicles. But the new ones are all-wheel drive. The officers prefer those, and for the citizens and so forth that need response times, they're much more acclimated for winter and ice. And so for $800 and some per unit, it is a worthy investment to go ahead and get those vehicles.
Well, and city policy, and rightly so, as far as the winter street clearing process, you clear the arterial, the main streets first, but once you get back into the residential neighborhoods, those are kind of on a if you get time for it after everything is done basis.
That's right.
And so if there is an emergency need for a police vehicle back in those neighborhoods that have not yet been cleared and may not for several days, obviously you need to get back there when you need to get back there.
I think I totally agree with the officers. I think it's a wise choice to go to these all-wheel drives.
Yeah. And you mentioned that those are replaced on a 7-year average basis. While we expect a work vehicle like these mowers or some of these other vehicles to be kept as long as they're serviceable, when you've got the City of Bartlesville's logo on a police vehicle and it's an old vehicle, people kind of look at it and say, what are they doing? Are they cheap? What's going on?
Yeah.
If you see a newer vehicle, we take no notice of it, and that's maybe that's a problem. I don't know.
I think it gives them more of a satisfactory outlook on your police or to have modern equipment, and the police pursuit vehicles and cruisers are, so we're just proud to get them.
Yeah, and I know that our police officers, since the passage of the additional sales tax back last part of last year, the funds are starting to come in, and police are and fire and other people are being hired, so we're filling those vacancies that have kind of set for a long time, some more than others. So when you get to the parks department and that sort of thing, but some of the city staff is increasing in number.
Well, since you mentioned that, Charlie, I'll just tell you what's going on in that regard.
Okay.
When we really haven't done the hiring as far as putting them on the workforce right now, but what's going on is there's applicants being interviewed and all that, and job offers are being made. But it's important for citizens to know that the passage of that 0.4 cent was just an absolute boon to bring our economy back up in our city for city offices and so forth. We, for example, right now, I just want to give you some numbers. They're interviewing now and so forth and this is all because of the 0.4 cent increase. And we told them that what we would hire. This is where some of what we're going to do. There's 6 in the street department are being interviewed. There's going to be 8 in the park department interviewed. There'll be 5 new police officers involved and 3 firemen. Those are the positions that we said that would be filled, and that process is going on. We're waiting for, like you say, the funds to come in, and they are coming in. And again, our thanks to all the citizens to support. And you're going to see the fruits of this effort in the right-of-ways, the looks of our city, our parks, our police force, the morale of our people. It's all positive.
It is. And I think that says a lot. And particularly when you talk about the morale issue, they are professionals. They're going to get the job done regardless. But if you enjoy coming to work, if you feel supported, if you feel like the equipment, everything is there for you to get your job done in a professional manner, it's just better to come to work. You know?
That's right. And you know, another thing, Charlie, we're kind of skipping around. Is that all right?
It's okay with me. I think it may not be an evident train of thought, but I think the train tracks keep on going. Yeah.
Well, I said it on a presentation the other day from our canine officers about our police dogs, the 2 that are retiring and the need for new. And it's just very emotional to me to think of that. And, you know, it takes up to $30,000 to get 2 new dogs in about a year's time. Mm-hmm. And there's a plea now for people to come forth and help our community. And these canine officers, they're just unbelievable for what they do, and the dogs, and they're key to our force. And within a year, you know, our 2 will be retiring, and so we need 2 more. So I just think that's a great thing for our community to step up and help us get those two new dogs.
It is, and there are several ways that people can do it, and I don't have the web link in front of me, but I'll say that it's publicly available, and I'll get that once you and I are done. Maybe yeah. You have it.
They can go right to the police station, go inside and for a donation. They will be extremely welcome.
Yeah, and any amount is certainly welcomed. There are certain levels that you get some incentives, I guess you can say, to give, and that helps out a lot, too. Yeah. Those officers, those canine officers, if people have seen the demonstrations that have been done at different places and different times, it is impressive what they do.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the value they are for all the enforcement needs that they are used for is just unbelievable. Yeah. And the training that those dogs go through and the handlers, I mean, it's a combination. They just become a working unit, and it takes time to develop them skills.
It is, and they are true partners to those officers. There is a backup if necessary, and doing what they do. I don't know the numbers, other than I'm sure the number of arrests, the quality of arrests that have been made because of the tips that those dogs have provided just on drug and contraband related items. It's huge.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And there's an opportunity for people to walk in the front door at the police station go online and make their donation either way. It's a service to our people. Thank you very much.
Very much, and very much appreciated.
Yeah. We're continuing our conversation with Ted Locken and our Community Connection in just a moment on K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
There's always something good happening at the Bartlesville First Baptist Church. Coming up July 11th through the 16th is Falls Creek Youth Camp. Register now. And July 11th through the 14th, plus August 1st through the 5th, is the Cross Timbers Children's Mission Adventure Camp. Registration going on now. For more information about the First Baptist Church events calendar, call 918-336-6172.
Continuing our community connection with Ted Locken and talking city business this morning, Ted, and I know the council keeps its finger on the pulse of the community as best you can. That's kind of the reason for the ward setup, that you were elected from the neighborhoods and keep an eye on what's going on, and yet at the same time you're there looking at the overall best interest of the city itself, the residents of the city, and construction projects. We've got the new police and fire complex under construction. I think all people have to do is drive within a block or so to see what's going on there. A lot of other projects to keep roads and streets and everything else going there. And I know we got a water line project and sewer project that's under work, so things are going on.
Charlie, you just stole my thunder.
I'm sorry. Let me back this tape up again here. What's going on?
That's great. I'm so excited about what I see going on in Bartlesville, yeah. And I hope the citizens are too, and encourage them to look and see what's going on. You mentioned our new public safety center. Mm-hmm. See, is all the steel going up in the corner where the old funeral home used to be on Adams. It's just unbelievable right there by the fire station. And you can see how they're going to be a melding pot of the station and the new complex coming together there. And architecturally, it's going to be beautiful. It'll complement the library. It'll complement that whole corner. The city is concentrating a lot right there on its police and fire, and that again is going to be great. The old station, police station, is a very tired facility, and it leaks and it does all kinds of things wrong.
It was built in, I believe, 86 or late 85, yeah. and within a year it was underwater for a flood. You know?
Right, no. What becomes of that station is not particularly in concrete right now, but it will come down. The station will, and what we put there will be very aesthetically pleasing to the downtown. But that is a very nice. It's encourage people to see what's going on that corner. What's so interesting to me about the whole thing is how the city staff, the architects, and the construction people are working together to make this thing happen. You know, we had bids that would take 420 some days, take us through winter. This is going to be done this year in the November, late November, December time frame in 280 days. And right now, schedule, maybe two or three days behind schedule, maybe up to a week because of the weather. Mm-hmm. But with the crews and the city staff and everybody working together, they'll quickly make up that time as a thing. And so, in fact, I'm meeting today at noon with some people on this, and it's very, very exciting to see that. But you see this all over Bartlesville, and one that may be coming, we hope will coming, we got our fingers crossed, is a new retail development and by Lowe's and everything. I asked the question again last night. Everything still looks on board. It can't happen before August. We have a few checkpoints that have to go through, federal, state. One of them was the burying beetles. Have you heard of burying beetles?
I have heard about them on somebody, not you, but someone else sitting right where you're at talking about them. It didn't seem to be an issue to me at the time, but I know it's a legal requirement you have to go through.
We've cleared that hurdle.
Great.
We don't have burying beetles. But in all seriousness, that would be a great addition to our city to have more retail there. Again, it's the sales tax that drives city government, and the city government is what citizens expect to serve their needs. And so we always need more sales tax, and improving the base is what it is, rather than raising the rate anymore. But mm-hmm. It's great. Another thing that I want to bring out is Price Field is one of our cherished. Wait, there's. We'll soon start on some new quad on the northwest corner of that whole area. There'll be all new quads built up there and a new asphalt parking lot to the south of that, and okay. To try to improve the overall thing. With our park employees coming on board, I think that there's been criticism in the past of how it hasn't been kept up. There will be much more effort made to make that a more attractive facility. In fact, all through our park system, and our roadways and everything, you're going to see a major improvement. The looks of our community has a lot to do with the viability of people moving here, looking in for employment, looking for new businesses, all that pertains. So things are working in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. It is a quality of life issue, and if you're making that decision whether to locate here or any place else, you do look around.
Yeah. Another thing I want to mention is in Johnstone Park.
I was hoping you'd bring that up.
We have a pavilion that we're going to put in front there that's just going to be a magnificent. This is in conjunction. We pay half up front for that pavilion, and the CBG, the foundation, the funds, the grants, are paying the other half. And I think we went out for bids, and they were a little higher than what we had for budget. And we're trying to figure out now how to have the city do a little more work versus what the construction would be to make that more of a viable cost-wise project. But that's happening, and we're going to have an open-air pavilion right mm-hmm. there in the entrance, which will greatly enhance the usability and visibility of our park.
Expectation for completion, and I realize the bidding process can delay things some, but still sometime later this year,
that's
right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct, Charlie.
And I think that'll help out a lot. And, and when you look at what the families can use Johnstone Park for, and other things like the farmer's market that will move into Johnstone Park once that's complete, it just adds that much more to our community.
It sure does. It sure does. Yeah.
You mentioned while you're, I think, picking up some additional information, we talked a little bit about the boards and commissions that help run things for the council, and they're an advisory body, and if there is an opening there that you're interested in, why people can volunteer for those.
They can volunteer for them. They can call 338-4282, get a hold of Elaine, our administrative assistant. She can give you all the advice, and she can take your name, even though one isn't. There's 26 or 7 different commissions and boards and so forth that we have. And if there's one of them that you'd like to inquire and put your name on, mm-hmm. we'd love to have it on file.
What else you got for me there?
Well, I was just going to go over a couple things. There's so many infrastructure things going on, Charlie. 14th Street, we're doing overlays on there. The state has been working so much on Highway 75. Mm-hmm. And yesterday they were working very much up there at the corner of 60 Highway and 75. We've also got a Cherokee Waterline Project going on. And the water treatment plant, wastewater rehabilitation work is going on. There's all kinds of things going on right now, Charlie. I could talk for hours.
Well, you could, but I've only got about another minute and a half. But economically, and I haven't seen the numbers from Mr. Bailey, but city finances on a general upward trend.
That is correct. If you look back right now, there's several ways to look at finances. One, we try to strip out the 0.4% and take a look at how it compares to last year and the year before. And I think we're about on schedule. We're probably a little bit more now because of the 0.4%. Mm-hmm. So we like to look at the old underlying thing. So, but I think right now, I think you see an increase coming like this. I think there is that going on. I think a few shockwaves like now, and everybody knows what to do about the UK and all that, and their 401ks and so forth like that, slow down a little bit of purchases on the big ticket items. But overall, I think we have such a positive feeling for Bartlesville.
Yeah, it is a positive thing, and I know I spoke to quite a few people Monday night downtown at Freedom Fest that were out enjoying themselves and had good things to say about our community.
Well, also, again, you know, downtown, with the work that Main Street's doing and other, it's refreshing to see the dedication of the people behind all that. And I don't want to go into one name, I'd forget.
Sure.
Not somebody else, but that organization
is doing a lot of good things.
Do a lot. Another thing we have going, like on 2nd Street there, the Ross Group out of Tulsa, we've doing all of the rehabs of buildings. If you look out east from the Chamber of Commerce, you saw almost a derelict looking row of buildings there in the past. Mm-hmm. Well, go look at it now with what's going on, where there's going to be upstairs apartments in the buildings, there'll be downstairs retail. And as I keep pushing everybody, let's just keep pushing that all the way down through 2nd Street and then find another street. Downtown becomes kind of like the hub of the wheel, if you will, for our community. It reverberates out all over downtown does, and a vital downtown has a lot to say for the whole community.
It really does.
Another thing we're carefully looking at, and I give our Bartlesville Development Corporation a lot of credit working on this retail, but also we look at all our malls that we have. Our malls are old. Mm-hmm. You know, we got Pennington's probably 53. I think we look at Eastland is in the it's, I don't know, 80?
And the other mall, late 70s, early 80s, somewhere.
Yeah, we got the old mall, and we need a lot of work in those areas, and that's very much on the radar of how to work with the owners of those malls and work, get everything working good. But need to be catch up with the times, what people want for shopping.
Okay. Well, Ted, thank you so much for your time this morning and your report to the taxpayers. Thank you very much. First Ward City Councilman Ted Locken for us this morning on a K1 Community Connection, and we've got news on the way coming up in just a little bit from CBS.
Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say,